all about those games at the box office.
So you're here to make me look pretty?
I'm here to help you make an impression. Did they explain about trying to get sponsors?
Yeah, but I'm not very good at making friends.
We'll see.
Huge debut for the movie adaptation of the popular book, The Hunger Games. Let's go live to Alan Silverman with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. Not the biggest opening ever, Alan, but how close did it get to that record?
Well, actually, it's number three on the chart of all-time openings. Not bad. And the best opening ever for a non-sequel. There are lots of records that were shattered by The Hunger Games. Katniss is catnip for movie audiences. All right, I know we have to have food puns, right? Okay, they shelled out to eat up every minute of The Hunger Games. It opens in first place with $152.5 million, and it's playing like a summer movie. Summer starts in March this year. Crowds turning out every day of the weekend, and also including a stunning $19 million for the midnight showings on Thursday night, Friday morning. And then add another $58 million from international venues, and not all countries have had it open yet. A lot of them are waiting for the school holidays. So it's a winner all around, and I think the big winner is star Jennifer Lawrence, who gave teenage fans of the book a Katniss Everdeen that they could really identify with. But what about that skill with a bow and arrow and all those trees that she climbs up into?
I'm pretty good at archery. I really loved it, and I had a lot of, you know, big crash course in it, and had a lot of practice. I do like that. And as far as climbing trees go, I've always loved to climbing trees, but I don't think you won't see any like pictures of me out in public. I bet I can scale that.
Oh, you know somebody's going to want to take a picture of her up in a tree holding a bow. I'm sure of it. No surprise that women made up the majority in the crowd, 61% female. But that means men went for it too, unlike, say, the Twilight movies, which generally get about 80% female in the opening weekend audience. The Hunger Games crowd was about evenly split over and under 25, slightly more over 25, about 56%. That, according to studio exit polls. But no doubt about it, it is a big hit, and it's a great start for what is clearly going to be a franchise. Don't worry, they're going to be doing the book two, Catching Fire, and then clearly they'll have to do book three, Mockingjay. So there will be a new franchise that is going to rival, if not take the place of Harry Potter on the box office charts. No other film dared go up against it with a wide opening, but there is a limited release of note. October Baby, a faith-based anti-abortion melodrama. It opened at only 390 theaters. Compare that to The Hunger Games at more than 4,100 theaters. But October Baby managed to debut in the top 10 at number 8 with a $1.7 million weekend. And you can credit a marketing campaign from the pulpit targeted at evangelical Christians and church groups that bought up busloads of tickets. Definitely a case of preaching to the choir, but impressive business nonetheless.
Let's talk about what's coming out. Now, I know a lot of it is going to be repeat business for The Hunger Games or those who didn't get into the theaters the first time, but I see some big names here. Liam Neeson and Julia Roberts in two separate films.
Well, first of all, you've got some swords and sandals action, a sequel, Wrath of the Titans. It picks up where 2010's Clash of the Titans left off, with Perseus still fighting for the human race and the Olympian gods tearing things up in the heavens. Liam Neeson back as Zeus.
Yeah, Zeus and Hades get to do a lot this time around.
Ralph Fiennes is Hades again, and Sam Worthington returns as Perseus. Here's something you rarely hear from movie stars. Sam admits he screwed it up the first time.
I got lucky to go back to Perseus. I personally don't think I did a good job in the first one. I think I let down the audience. Personally, I don't like what I did. I think I didn't create a character. I think I dropped the ball a bit. So to get to go back is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And hopefully we've achieved it.
Candor like that, you don't hear it from movie stars too often. And for families with young kids, especially young girls, say aged 4 to 8, too young for The Hunger Games, but totally into the princess thing, there is Mirror, Mirror, a whimsical take on the venerable old Snow White tale. There are 7 dwarfs, but this isn't the Disney version, so instead of working in the diamond mines singing hi-ho, they're highwaymen shouting, stick 'em up. There's a handsome prince, played by Armie Hammer. He was the Winklevoss twins in The Social Network. And, of course, Snow, played by a lovely Lily Collins, who gives a kind of Katniss take on the character. And the Evil Queen, with Julia Roberts insisting she's nothing like that.
Well, I'm happy to announce she is not inside me. But without naming names, I drew from a couple of people I know better than I wish I did. and found it very fun and helpful.
Let me get out some old interview recordings with you, Julia, and you'll hear how easy it was for you to tap into your inner evil queen. No acting required. But I think what you said, Dimitri, is true. It's going to be all Hunger Games. People will be going back for a second helping.
Thank you, Alan. See you next week.
My pleasure, Dimitri.
That's Alan Silverman, live from Los Angeles, our man in Hollywood, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service, our talk every Monday night, part of Money News.